Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Nashville at the Fall Starnet meeting, and I'm with Harold Chapman, the retiring president and CEO of Bonnets. Harold, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. What a wonderful day.
Yeah, well, it's good to be with you. You know, when I saw this announcement of you retiring, I just couldn't believe it. I know that you're, and we'll talk a little bit about this, I know you're going to end up continuing to do some things in the business, but you've been an icon in this business for a long time, and I'd like for our listeners to hear a little bit of that history. And let's start out, if you don't mind. Let me just explain. Most people know Bonnets, the largest Starnet member, and I think one of the original members, right?
Yes, we were one of the original members early in the early 90s. Kind of proud of that. Uh-huh. It's come a long way. And I always happened to be chairman of the board when the vertical integration took place. Thank goodness we had one foot in the grave, but we didn't get buried. So, yeah, I've seen some good times, tough times, but I've seen some great times with what's happening now.
Yeah, as you said, you've been chairman of this organization. You're leaving Bonnets. Bonnets, how many employees does Bonnets have now?
To date, we probably have 580, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And how many years have you been the leader there?
Well, I came to work in the early 80s, right at 35 years.
And it's an employee-owned organization, is that right?
That is correct. Our founders, Bill Rogers, Tom Meredith, the founder of the company back in 1954. Unfortunately, Mr. Meredith passed away around 86, mm-hmm. and Bill Rogers said, you know, he wanted to think about succession and what we was going to do. Mm-hmm. And he had some family, but he didn't necessarily want them in the business. And he decided to give it to the people that helped him build the business. Therefore, he formed the ESOP, which was great for him. He's done well with the ESOP. Just a fantastic, motivational, and also profitable thing for our employees.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've lived most of your life in South Carolina. I know you went to Clemson. Tell us real briefly how you got in this business.
Like everybody else, I went to school to get into the flooring business, right? It's either that or, you know, your family was in it or something like that. Mine was a little bit different. I was working full-time and as I was going to school, and I took a job at Sears. And at that time, they had a commercial division, and when I finished my college work, I was looking for a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed with some other companies, but Sears convinced me that I should stay with them. And at that time, Sears was still strong in the retail, and they had the Allstate insurance, which was great. But they also had a commercial division that most people don't even know about. I was convinced that that was the route that I wanted to do. I wanted to stay with Sears. And after some training in Chicago, I came back. Was actually a competitor of Bonnets when I took the job with Bonnets. Had some early success, and therefore, I'm sure that's the right reason Bill Rogers wanted to have a sit down and chat with me about the opportunity at coming to work there.
And how long were you at Bonnets before you took the helm?
I started in, I guess it was 82, as I think about it, and I became an officer in the company in 85, executive vice president in 87, a senior vice president in 88, and then I took over as president and CEO of the flooring company.
All right, so if you look back on your career and you think, you know, some of the highlights, tell us a couple of your highlights of your career in the flooring business.
My biggest highlight is seeing the success that the people at Bonnets have had. I could talk about, you know, some awards and other things, and as a company, we've received a lot of those. Mm-hmm. I think one of the best things that I can relate to or think back on, two things. Even when I was in sales at Bonnets, there was a gentleman in town, Frank Mayfield. Frank's been inducted into the WFCA Hall of Fame. Great salesperson, kind of a mentor in some ways, but Frank kind of owned the town, did a great job of it. But he called on the end users, and he had the retail trade, so he had connections that way. But he didn't call on the design trade. So I thought, well, you know, if I can work with designers, if I can educate them, and then they will work with products that we like to work with, the manufacturers we like to work with, mm-hmm. maybe there's a chance. Well, maybe there's a chance worked. We had great success, so I became a huge supporter of IIDA, as well as AIA. In the late 80s, the IIDA chapter of the Carolinas inducted me into their Hall of Fame, which was very special. Mm-hmm. My success is seeing our people succeed. Kemp, I mean, that's really what drives me. Mm-hmm. And we grew from a small flooring operation in the early 80s to, you know, where we are today. It's all about the people. So when you ask me about my success, it's the success of our people and our company that I'm most proud of.
So it's hiring the right people. That's one of the reasons I was going to ask you about
absolutely.
That.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So let me ask you, you know, you were the head of Bonnets, the largest commercial flooring contractor, member of StarNet. You have been the chairman of the WFCA. You've been the chairman of StarNet. And yeah, surrounding your people, that's one thing. But I mean, you have been elected or have earned these positions of leadership and done a fantastic job. So why do you think these offices of leadership have always fallen in your lap?
Well, it's kind of you to bring this up, but I've always had a few basic principles, and one of those is always do the right thing. I may not always agree with someone. They may not always agree with me, and particularly when you have the relationship between the manufacturer and the flooring contractor. Sometimes they certainly have their agenda, and we have our agenda, but I decided early on that, you know, that's okay. We can agree to disagree. I never burned a bridge. Mm-hmm. And even though there were some very tough situations in this business from time to time, you just don't burn bridges. And you got to take the approach that, hey, look, they could be right. And in their shoes, if I'm sitting in their shoes or standing in their shoes, I might make the same decision. My point is, just always take the high road. Treat people the way they should be treated, mm-hmm. whether it's your manufacturing partners, and sometimes that's overused as partner. Mm-hmm. But be honest with you, I really treat them that way. And then always give back. You can never outgive. I've always gotten more by sharing with the people and willing to help them, to give them advice, tell them what I know, tell them what I've learned, and that comes back to you in spades. And then just be willing to do the extra work, to put in the time to help other people.
You mentioned that you were in this chairman role at StarNet, you know, when it went through some of the greatest turmoil, which obviously it's done fine now. It's got 170 members, and we're obviously enjoying the tail end of this meeting, which has been full of great information. What do you think some of the benefits of being part of StarNet are?
Well, the big thing that I garner from it is friendships, learning from your peers, and that certainly has been invaluable. But I stayed on the cutting edge. Whatever's going on in the industry, I knew about early. And then the training, the benefits of SNET, you can go online or people can get training, marketing, advertising support, things that most flooring contractors couldn't do or wouldn't do on their own or take the time to do or could afford to do. And then you think about the installation training, project manager training. And then it gave me an opportunity and also a format to spend time with not just local mill reps, regional VPs, but also on the senior level. So I got to know those people and had the opportunity because of a lot of the meetings and that we had with these manufacturer partners that kept me in touch with them. So that if I needed to, I could pick up the phone call and ask for help. Invaluable in helping us grow our business.
All right, here's the $64 question. Why are you retiring?
Well, my wife, Cindy, who worked in the business with us, and she retired back in April. I've been thinking about it for a few months, but to be honest with you, Kemp, I think it's just the right time. As president and CEO of the holding company at Bonnets, I also took over our contracting company back about 2.5 years ago, and they were quite frankly struggling. Spent a lot of time with them. We had to make some tough decisions, but right now they're doing really well. Systems are in place. You know, programs are in place, people are in place. The same way with the flooring company. They're going to have another great year, and I'm really proud of them. And the key has always been good people doing, you know, the right thing. Mm-hmm. It was time for me. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather go out where things are well than I had to wait and, you know, stay around too long. Mm-hmm. A little bit different. I don't own the company. I'm an ESOP shareholder like right. The rest of the employees. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for me to make those kind of decisions and make those kind of plans. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I'm going to stay active with StarNet. I'm going to stay active with the WFCA. There's a few projects that people have asked me already to get involved with, and that sounds like fun to me. So hopefully I can do that on my own time and also find a little extra time for those grandkids and some of the hobbies I've been kind of pushing off and to the side when things were real busy. So that's my reason.
Okay. And who takes the helm at Bonnets as you step away?
Got a couple of people in mind. The board will be working on that the first of next year. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. There's a couple of folks that have earned that opportunity, and we'll just see the first of the year.
Well, great, Harold. It's great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Harold Chapman, who's retiring at the end of the year from Bonnets. He was president and CEO, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.